Now dictation for Lionel, L-I-O-N-E-L Anderson, A-N-D-R-D-E-R-S-O-N, October 3, 1998. Addresses a letter to Gregory, Dr. Gregory Hazle, H-A-Z-L-E, 616 252 0809. Dear Dr. Hazle, consultation for Mr. Anderson, diagnosis of probably polycystic kidney disease with compromise of liver. He presented with a syncopal episode back in October. Imaging shows the above characteristic cyst. Comes accompanied with mother. He was hypertensive in the emergency room, but no treatment has been given, and he's not checking blood pressure at home. He denies any family history of chronic kidney disease or polycystic kidneys. He has one sister, 27 years old, another sister, 11. Mother denies any personal history of kidney problems, or she's aware of any inherited polycystic kidney disease in family. He denies anti-inflammatory agents in a regular basis, although occasionally for headaches takes ibuprofen. He's cutting down his energy drinks from 2-3 times a day to once a day. He doesn't smoke, but he vapes. He has abdominal discomfort, more on the right sided, probably from the liver cyst. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. The last few years, some nocturia, which is unusual for him before. He's been told there is blood in the urine, but there has been no gross hematuria. He's been told about kidney stones, but not aware of any stone analysis. No edema, claudications, no changes on eyesight, hearing, or focal deficits. Next paragraph, the past medical history. At the age of 4 years, he was diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma of the bladder, was treated Children's Hospital Grand Rapids, DeBoss, D-E-B-O-S, received chemo and radiation therapy, no surgery, and went into cure. Besides the new problems, he denies any history of diabetes, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. He's not aware of heart, brain abnormalities or seizures. He has not been tested for brain aneurysm, although there has been CT scan of the brain because of headaches without contrast. Mother recalls blood transfusion at the time of the cancer when he was 4 years old. He's not aware of viral hepatitis. Next paragraph. Pressing medications. Occasional ibuprofen. Social history, he's working and lives at Mount Pleasant. Family history as indicated above. No reported allergies. On physical exam, a black gentleman, 68 inches tall, weight 118, blood pressure by nurse 157/108. I check it on the right, 150/106, on the left, 160/120. No respiratory distress, alert orientation time 3, normal speech, normal eye movements. I see early changes of cataracts, given his young age. No mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid, carotid, Brewer, JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no murmurs. There is tenderness, fullness on the right upper quadrant, no ascites, no gross edema, non-focal deficits. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. From September, normal white blood cell platelets, malanemia 13.2, normal kidney function, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium liver testing, normal glucose, normal lipase, magnesium. Urine shows 3 plus of blood, negative for protein, no bacteria, white blood cells. All this is from the emergency room visit. The CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, was done with Cantras. Normal aorta, no renal artery stenosis. Typical findings for polycystic kidney disease, compromising the liver. The liver appears quite large. With multiple cysts. As well as the kidneys. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. He has radiological evidence for bilateral renal cysts, large kidneys, and compromise of the liver. Very suggestive for polycystic kidney disease. There is no family history. He is going to discuss with mother, sister, who is 27 years old, if they would like to do some ultrasound imaging. Similar abnormalities will support the diagnosis. This can always be a new de novo, D-E-N-O-V-O abnormalities. In any regards, we discuss the meaning of that. I encourage him to read about it. Many sources like Mayo Clinic, National Kidney Foundation, and others will provide a good overview of what is this entity. He was asking if this can be cured. I mentioned him that this is a genetic disease. He asked about family. I explained that this is autosomal dominant, 50% boys or girls that he might have potentially can be affected. We discussed about the hypertension, very severe in the office, already documented back in September in the emergency room. I'm going to start him on Norvasc, beginning at 5 milligrams, advancing to 10 milligrams. He needs to start checking blood pressure at home. I encourage him avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Stop, if possible, all energy drinks. Given his liver compromise, I will also try to avoid alcohol intake. We will keep adjusting medications to bring blood pressure down progressively. I believe his abdominal discomfort, back pain on the right side, it relates to the liver. His headaches potentially to high blood pressure. At some point, we will do screening for brain aneurysms associated to polycystic kidneys. We discussed about genetic testing, presently normal kidney function. The hematuria goes with the above imaging findings. His prior rhabdosarcoma of the bladder has been cured. He's 26, that happened when he was 4 years old. He will call me with blood pressure numbers. I will see him in the office in Mount Pleasant in about 6 months or early as needed. All questions answered, end of dictation.